Good morning. A leading Tanzanian newspaper editor has returned home from South Africa, where he was evacuated 3 months ago after suffering a horrific attack by unknown assailants. Absalom Kibanda, who is managing editor of the New Habari newspaper and chairman of Tanzania's Editors Forum, was ambushed outside his home in the economic capital Dar es Salaam in March. Reports say his cell phone and his national identity card were taken away, but his cash-filled wallet and his iPad were left untouched, suggesting that the savage attack was probably not a robbery. The CPJ has documented 10 serious anti-press attacks on journalists in Tanzania since September 2012, with no one held accountable. I managed to reach the still traumatized newspaper boss in Dar es Salaam. Absalom, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you and how do you feel?
I thank God that I'm a bit better than how I was 3 months ago when I was attacked. I still feeling dizzy today, so difficult to walk because of the injuries. I had 8 iron plates in my face, and my doctors told me that I had to undergo facial surgery. Later, my company is looking for funds and other things so that I can go back to Milpark Hospital.
Tell us about what happened to you on that fateful day.
I came straight about 10 to 15 kilometers from the office. So when I was outside my gate, a group of assailants ambushed my car, and one of them shouted the other to shoot me. And so I tried to escape. But these 10 people ran after me, and they started attacking me by iron bars, by interrupting for hardly. And because of that attack, I lost my left eye, and they left me with a broken upper jaw. They cut one of my fingers, and I had a number of broken bones in my head.
How did you end up in South Africa?
I was airlifted by my employer 18 hours from my attack, where I was attended there for the last 3 months.
President Jakaya Kikwete visited you in hospital. What did he say when he stood by your bedside?
He was in South Africa. The only thing he promised that he will make sure that the assailants will be caught and apprehended before the court of law.
Do you suspect anyone who may have been involved in this attack and why they tried to eliminate you?
No one has been held up accountable for my attack to date. The investigation is still underway, but the only thing, you know, that life for journalists in Tanzania is now in jeopardy and in a lot of worries for editors, reporters, and media practitioners.
You're quite a popular figure in Tanzania. Do you have the feeling that some well-wishers have not shown up for fear of being blacklisted by the police?
Of course, when I was in hospital and when I left the hospital in South Africa, a number of people visited me, many of them getting warned to be known that they visited me for the same fear.
This attack sends a chilling message to the press there in Tanzania, just as the shooting to death of veteran cameraman Daudi Mwangosi while covering an opposition rally in a rural area outside Iringa. What happened to the police officer who fired at him from close range?
The incident of David Daudi Mwangosi happened sometime in September last year, but his case is still proceeding in the court somewhere in Iringa.
The Kikwete government pledged this year to present a media services bill which does not contradict constitutional guarantees of press freedom in Tanzania. What happened to that initiative?
There have been a lot of promises that they are going to send that bill in the next coming parliamentary session, but nothing has been happening so far. We have seen empty promises from the government for the past 10 to 15 years now.
A group of press associations which met under the auspices of the Media Council of Tanzania drafted their own Rights to Information and Media Services Bill in 2011. Any guarantees from the government that this will be included in the projected draft media law?
We are not certainly sure, but media practitioners have been fighting and silent to make sure that everything is being put in that in those two bills. Only those promises have been coming and going without being fulfilled.
Absalom Kibanda, managing editor of the Habari newspapers and chairman of Tanzania's Editors Forum, on the line from Dar es Salaam. Thank you so much for speaking to Radio France International, and I wish you a speedy recovery.
Oh, thank you for that.